Over a dozen House Republicans helped Democrats fund Joe Biden's executive amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on June 26, 2024. More than a dozen House Republicans helped Democrats fund President Joe Biden's executive amnesty for up to a million illegal aliens, ensuring they can remain in the United States without being eligible for deportation. The executive amnesty, announced this month, will allow at least 550,000 illegal alien spouses and children of American citizens to secure green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship. In addition, the amnesty will open work visas to those illegal aliens who have graduated from an American university. On Wednesday, Representative Chip Royce, RTX, planned to ban Department of Homeland Security, DHS, funds from being used to carry out the amnesty failed after 14 House Republicans joined 202 House Democrats to block the measure. The 14 Republicans are Representative Lori Chavez de Remer, RR. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL. Representative John Duarte, RCA. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA. Representative Carlos Jimenez, RFL. Representative Jennifer Gonzalez-Galone, RPR. Representative David Joyce, RO. Representative Thomas Keene, RNJ. Representative Young Kim, RCA. Representative Mike Lawler, RNY. Representative Amada Radwagon, RAS. Representative Maria Salazar, RFL. Representative Michelle Steele, RCA. Representative David Vallotto, RCA. Biden's latest mass amnesty order circumvents the law in Congress to reward illegal aliens at the expense of American taxpayers, Ryan Walker with Heritage Action wrote on X. It's extremely disappointing to see 14 Republicans vote with the left to save Biden's open borders executive order. Americans should take note. Representative Mark Green, RTN, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, has said the amnesty is effectively a welcome mat to the world's migrants looking to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden's parole-in-place amnesty amounts to an industrial-scale abuse of narrow emergency authority without the consent of Congress, R.J. Hauman with the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, NICE, told Breitbart News. It's truly baffling to see 14 Republicans give his lawlessness a thumbs up, Hauman said. If they did so out of political fear, amnesty being the magic key to unlocking the Latino vote was rejected a long time ago. Voters want an end to illegal immigration once and for all. Both traditional illegal border crossings and illegal entry under the guise of legality. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.